And you're right, partway through, we got a bit of an alarm call when, you know, these albatrosses are not doing too well. Now, our first thought was, oh, is this something to do with us? You know, because we're studying them fairly intensively. We're working in most parts of the island. We're, you know, disturbing them, some of the colonies, on a daily basis. So we very quickly set up sort of controls, areas where we didn't go. And we found actually that, no, it didn't seem to be us. Okay, perhaps it was these bloody seals. So then we looked at the areas where there were seals and albatrosses in the areas. No. Nope. So then we started to think, oh, well, I wonder what this is all about. And we then started to look at the ringing recoveries and suddenly found, you know, apart from the ones that people found dead on beaches in New Zealand and so on, which was always the way it had been, we knew these species migrated to Australia and New Zealand because we had ringing recoveries from there since the 60s in the Bass Archive. Now we were getting a completely different pattern. We were getting all these birds reported from fishing vessels, many of them in the Atlantic or the Indian Ocean. So something completely strange is happening, and that led to the recognition that it's a different kind of problem. It's a problem to do with fisheries, and, you know, we started to team up with other people who had been on fishing boats. Nigel Brothers had just had his first trip on a tuna vessel and seen albatrosses being killed. You know, we had data on population-scale impacts, and we had, you know, enough data on the ringing recoveries to make at least a plausible case. And from that, you know, not surprisingly, we felt that not only were we, did we have a huge responsibility for documenting this, we actually had some responsibility for trying to fix the problem.